You're in Duck's House, and I'm your host, Duck Landis. We're going to be listening to some blues and old-time music, starting it out with Arthur Conley, Sweet Soul Music. You're in Duck's House. Blues and Boogie Explosion did I Need You. Next we're going to listen to Alex Moore with Smokey Hog playing Carolina.
That is really a matter of life and death. And that is, Toby?
A blowout, Walter.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a blowout in one of the tires on your automobile. Did you ever stop to think that if you're driving at today's top speed of 35 miles an hour and a blowout swerves your car into an oncoming truck, which travels at the same speed, the resulting crash has a force of 70 miles an hour. Now, that's enough to double you right over the steering wheel and push the engine through the dash. Yet there is actually no need for a blowout to throw your car out of control, not if the car is equipped with Goodyear lifeguards. For the lifeguard is an inner tire, a two-ply safety tire within a tube. It replaces the conventional inner tube, and if your outer tire and tube blow, the inner tire of the lifeguard remains inflated, holds the car steady so you can come to a sure, safe stop. That's the kind of blowout protection your family needs, and such sure protection it is that never once has a lifeguard been reported to fail. Never once. Think it over. Ask your Goodyear dealer if he has any of the few lifeguards now available. If so, equip your car with lifeguards, which are now ration-free. For remember, when your tire blows out, the Goodyear lifeguard never lets you down.
Why the girls around here take a like to me, so I won't have no other place to go. Now listen to me, baby, be good and kind. You mistreat me, leave me all the time, and no, my business but mine. Ain't nobody's business, baby. Nobody's business but mine. It ain't nobody's business, honey. Why in the world I spend my money? Nobody's business but my own. Mm-hmm. yourself before you roll me. So I'm in some other place to go. I laid my head in the corner of the fence, been crazy about the treatments ever since. It ain't nobody's business but mine. Nobody's business, baby. Nobody's business, baby. Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's business, honey. Why in the world I find my money? Nobody's business. Why the gals around here always stay around me? Ain't nobody's business but mine. I be careful, I stay at home. I've been troubled about you ever since you've been gone. It ain't nobody's business, baby, but mine. It ain't nobody's business, honey. Why in the world I spend my money? Nobody's business but mine. Nobody's business, kid. Why in the world I got my money here? Still it ain't nobody's business but mine.
That was Foray Lewis and Frank Stokes playing "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do," part two. Here's Robert Lockwood, "Take a Long Walk With Me."
Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. Back to the same old place where we long to be. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. Come on, take a little walk with me. Back to the same old place, Memphis, Tennessee. Early one morning, just about 3:30, you done something that's really worrying me. Come on, take a little walk with me. Play while we long to be. Let's take a walk out on the old avenue. I have got something for you to do. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. Same old place while we long to be. Come on, baby, now we gonna walk so slow until every time you see me you want to walk some more. Come on, baby, take a little walk with me. Same old place while we long to be.
I got the story and I still know.
Charlie Patton, Stone Pony Blues. Now we're going to hear Eddie Boyd do Got Lonesome Here.
I saw too. My baby came home last night, and that's all in the world I choose. My baby came home last night, and that's all in the world I choose.
Maybe you're sort of tired of eating the same old thing day after day. Maybe you'd like to try something different, something delicious, something with a marvelous flavor that just knocks the spots off any other cereal you've ever tried. Now, if that's the case, why don't you ask your mother to let you have a big bowl of crackly, crunchy, golden brown Wheaties flakes tomorrow morning? Ask your mother to let you have a cereal you'll really like the taste of. Ask her for the big, husky cereal for wide-awake fellows and girls who not only start things, but who see them through. Your mother will be mighty glad to let you have Wheaties, too. For most any fellow's or girl's mother wants to see them eat a big bowl of a nourishing whole wheat cereal every morning. And your mother probably knows, too, that authorities now recognize that Wheaties supply the very same amount of heat-producing units you need to help keep your body warm these cold winter days as a cooked cereal does. So you can be sure she'll be glad to let you have all the Wheaties you want to eat this winter, if you ask her for them. Remind your mother to always look for the famous seal of acceptance of the Committee on Foods of the American Medical Association whenever she buys Wheaties. That seal means much to her. It tells her that Wheaties are a pure product, honestly advertised. And another thing, remind your mother that lots of grocers are featuring Wheaties and bananas now. Ask her to get some of each next time she goes to the store. Try that delicious breakfast combination tomorrow morning. You'll say it's swell.
Try Wheaties. They're whole wheat with all of the brand. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best food of man. They're crispy, they're crunchy the whole year through. Jack Hampton never tires of them, and neither will you. So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land.
We'll be right back.
And we just listened to Shaneer Clifton do Louisiana Two Steps. You're in Duck's house, and we're going to play this set out with a track from Big Mama Thornton, Because It's Love. Thanks for listening.